records that had all previously been released and used them as background music for much of the film. That helped Simon and Garfunkel. I mean, people bought their records because they heard it in the movie. But, of course, it didn't introduce new music except for the one song that Simon and Garfunkel wrote, or Paul Simon wrote for the movie, Mrs. Robinson. It didn't introduce new music into the world. And the compiled score then becomes, not right away, but after a few years, increasingly common in Hollywood. But the compiled score almost always consists of older music. The movies are trading on music that people are familiar with, which helps to sell the movie. People want to come and hear the music they like, but it doesn't help sell new music.
So the trend kind of flipped in terms of which one was coming first. That makes sense. I think we're coming up near the end of our time today. It's been great having you on the show. To sign us off, tell us one movie that you think not enough people have seen that our audience should take a look at. Doesn't have to be recent.
Well, I will mention the film that I usually say when people ask me what my favorite movie is. It's The Big Sleep, directed by Howard Hawks, starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. It's based on a hard-boiled detective novel by Raymond Chandler. It is a film noir, though it is a unusual film noir because it has a more or less happy ending, and it involves a love story. It was a film that was made to showcase on screen the off-screen relationship between Bogart and Bacall. They got married just before the film was released. They had met on the set of To Have and Have Not, which was the film that each of them starred in just before this one. So it's a really interesting combination of a crime story and a love story. It has great dialogue, has some wonderful scenes, and if you know anything about Howard Hawks films, you can tell who the devil made it.
Well, you heard it here, people. The Big Sleep. That should be the next movie on your watch list. You've been listening to Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. We just interviewed Professor David Shumway, professor of film in the literature department at Carnegie Mellon University. Thanks for coming on the show.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you...
Winds outside, they need a warm new place to hide. Inside your walls, under the floor, the cabinet behind your door. They get a drink inside your sink. They have a laugh around the bath. And when you go and turn your back, they like to sneak a little snack. Black Flag Decon indoor spray, fumigators by the score. Swat them, stamp them, hammer them with Raid. They come back for more. And in the darkest hour, just before the dawn, you can hear them singing some old love song. They wipe their feet on your lunch meat. They put their hands into your cans. They take your scraps into their laps. And then they dine up on your wine. Yeah! Whoa. That's it. Well, earlier tonight you hurried up to go on your big date. And in your haste you left a lot of dirty forks and knives and plates. And as you sit here listening to this stupid song, on your kitchen table, there's a party going on. Right. And when you get home late tonight, open the door, turn on your light, and you will see your wallpaper change. Those are cockroaches on parade.
Thank you. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City, online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org, where you'll find links to TuneIn, Simple Radio, and other free streaming services where we are as well. Today, a lot happening. Dan Singleton is going to talk about a brand new age-friendly Greater Pittsburgh project featuring a photo bank of people you can use without limitations in work that you're presenting. Scott Pauley is also going to join us in advance of Chatham Brooks Peanut Butter and Jam Sessions. He'll be here at 9:30. Dan, by the way, is here at 8:20. Mount Lebanon High School seniors are going to talk about their literary magazine called Pulse at 10 o'clock. And then we have 8th graders from Bell Vernon Area Middle School to talk about a project they did to help victims of the wildfires in California. It's called Lend a Hand to California. They'll be here with us at 10:35. And just after 11 o'clock today, Beltana, Irish music, in advance of St. Patrick's Day. It's great to have you here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
Who knows how long I've loved you? You know I love you still. Will I wait a lonely lifetime? If you want me to, I will. For if I ever saw
is new, and that is Sam Robbins here at the Saturday Light Brigade with I Will, which I suspect you recognize from the Beatles. Thank you for meeting Ricky and me here. It's great to have you along with us this morning. A little chilly outside today, chillier than it has been. and other weekend mornings. Mike and Mars just checked in that he's not working today, which means he'll get to be with us all morning long, which is terrific. Also checking in, Dust Bowl Jack and Warren. Dust Bowl, I'm looking for your request without luck so far. He wanted to hear a cover of the song Amy, done by Pure Prairie League. I've not found it yet. And it's bugging me because I think we have it, and I just can't find it. Tommy in Virginia has checked in as well. So have Russ and Sharon in North Carolina, Mark and Irwin, along with Mary Jean. And we're happy to have you here with us today as well, of course. There was so much going on this past week that I wanted to share with you. Just a few things, because I was mentioning to Joseph, who manages our Youth Media Center, that we may have had more youth and a greater diversity of youth coming through the Youth Media Center in the past week than we often have. It all began Monday. Actually, we were at the Pittsburgh Promise Career Day at Carnegie Mellon University, meeting with teachers as well as teens. And while that was happening, Mark Steidel, who we first met about 15 years ago. Mark has cerebral palsy and has been an incredible advocate for people with disabilities. And he is working with folks at Rensselaer Polytechnic and Saratoga Opera to create an opera that is the story of his life. And I had the great pleasure of interviewing Mark and two of his collaborators for a segment we'll air at a later date. We also had open studios. We supported the Pittsburgh Promise Career Day on Tuesday, too, this time at Chatham University. A couple of workshops this week as well in the Youth Media Center. Then on Wednesday, we made a visit to Cornell to work with their eighth graders at the Cornell School District. And the Center That Cares also came for a field trip on Thursday in tandem with our open mic program. And that was a lot of fun to have quite a few groups in. And then on Friday, the North Hills Middle School Orchestra 6th grade class joined us to record a program. And that was a busy day. That just happened yesterday. And it was a pleasure. We had 42 6th grade musicians here with us, all excited to share their music. And That will be broadcast probably in early June.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
It may or may not catch you off guard. It did me last weekend when I realized that daylight saving time takes effect in most parts of the U.S. This weekend, clocks will spring forward by 1 hour. Sunday, March 10th. Or that should be Sunday, March 9th. Sunday, March 9th at 2 in the morning. We spring ahead officially. Tomorrow is Sunday. Spring, therefore, I thought would be a good word to focus on. Spring is a six-letter word starting with S-P-R. And the challenge for you is, can you name five other six-letter words that begin with S-P-R, S-P-R, and then three more letters, S-P-R, blank, 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 like spring. And for an extra Saturday Light Brigade charge, could you use your five words in a sensible sentence? So our challenge to you for this morning's pop quiz is, can you name five six-letter words that start with S-P-R? Five six-letter words that start with S-P-R. And for an extra Saturday Light Brigade charge, can you use them in a sensible sentence?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Sitting in a park in Paris, France, reading the news and it's all bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream, some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. Oh, but California, California, I'm a-coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset pig. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian isle who spent my money very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. Oh, California, California, I'm a coming home. Oh, make me feel good rock and roll band, I'm your biggest fan. California, I'm a coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking in a street of strangers. All the news are home, you read, just give you the blues. Bought a ticket, I caught a plane to Spain. Went to a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. They said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown, and then I'm going home to California. California, I'm a coming home. Or will you take me as I am, strung out on another man? California, I'm a coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news are home, you read more about the war and the bloody changes. Oh,
lots of laughs. best way to go? Well, I don't think so, but I'm gonna take a look around it though. Ooh, I love you.
Couple tunes from Joni Mitchell. That one done by Tierney Sutton. Blue from her album After Blue, and Joni herself with California. We're looking for 6-letter words that begin with S-P-R, and I challenge you to come up with 5 of them. And if you care to use them in a sensible sentence. And here's Barbara in Highland Park. I sprint like a sprite to spritz my sprout every spring. That's a nice way to do it. Richard is on the north side. Spring has sprung, so time to sprout some sprues, jog or sprint. Careful not to sprain. Richard's listening from work today. Thank you for checking in. And Tom in McCandless writes, spring has sprung, and Mr. Spruill grabbed a sprite, planted a sprout, then sprung into action and spread the word that it was time to spruce up the sprawl of your house with a spritz here and a sprint there. And there are more. Russ and Sharon didn't do a sentence, but Russ did send in a long list. Spring, sprang, sprung, spritz, spruce, spread, sprout, sprain, sprawl, sprint, sprigs, sprees, the plural of spree, spryer, and spryly. Russ, those are great. And Mark notes that the Commodore 64 made use of sprite graphics, a 2-dimensional bitmap integrated into a larger scene, usually in 2D video games. The term sprite referring to fixed-sized objects composited together by hardware. And then his words included sprang, sprung, sprain, sprint, sprite, sprout, and spruce. Tommy in Virginia writes, there's a spruce in my yard with a sprout that a sprite sat on. It spread her arms just before I saw her sprint to the guy who sprays the cat that sprung from under my porch as a dog sprang up to chase her. And Mark in Slippery Rock has sprees, sprain, sprang, sprint, sprung, sprawl, spread, spruce, sprite, and sprout. Mary in Oakland has sprint spryly to the shade of a leafy spruce and spread out, sprawl, nibble a sprout or two, and delight in the sprays of a well-shaken sprite. Thank you, Mary. Bob in Washington has sprain, sprint, sprite, spruce, and sprints. Jim in Black Ridge, good morning, has spring, sprain, sprawl, spread, sprint, sprite, sprints, spruce, and spruck. Spruck meaning soul, pop, and rock all together. Johanna has sprint, sprite, sprout, sprung, and sprain. And here's Jeff. The spruce, sprig, oh, he's used the words a little differently. The spruce, sprig, sprayed a sprouting sprinkle on the springy sprout. Some of his words are longer than six letters, but a challenge just the same. Linda in Collier has sprawl, sprint, sprain, spruce, sprung, and sprout. Gary has a challenge here. He's in Franklin, or answered the challenge. Every year in spring, my neighbor sprays his spruce trees with an environmentally friendly fertilizer. This year, as I sprang up to watch him, I almost caused my ankle to sprain. It is worth it, though, to watch newly planted sprout grow nice and tall like the others planted years ago. Time to celebrate with a sprite and a corn dog. Years from now, we can sprawl out under the shade of the tree. Jim in Crafted Heights has sprawl, sprite, spread, sprain, and sprout. And a few more. Here's Richard with sprout, sprite, spring, sprung, sprigs, spread, sprees, sprain, and spruce. And spring, sprung, with the forest blanketed, with the spread of the sprout of the spruce, sprigs. And it smells like Sprite. Those are great. And Kathy has Sprite, Sprint, Sprayed, Spread, and Spruce. This is like a warm-up exercise for me. Leslie in Oakland has a sentence. He sprees, sustaining a sprain with a sprint to see if the sprout had sprung. And Sue at South Park has, when the sprout sprang, it sprung a sprain as it spread. And those represent answers that came in today. You'll get our pop quiz in our weekly newsletter, and stay tuned for how you can subscribe to it. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Someone else and I'm alone. See, I don't know if it's you, if it's me. If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Won't you look at me and tell me, hey me, what you wanna do? I think I'll stay with you.
Kyle Perkins at the Saturday Light Brigade with Pure Prairie League's Amy, as requested by Dust Bowl Jack. Dust Bowl is in Warren, Ohio, and Dust Bowl, we're happy to have you with us today.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Summer Youth Guide, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
A few more answers have come in that I'd like to share with you. These are answers from our pop quiz. Susie writes, in spring I feel sprung. I want to sprout. Let me spritz my plants and sprawl on the grass. Sprang. And Susie showed her work. Thank you. Susie will do her work by hand and then send a photograph of it. And then Carrie in Oil City writes, my ankle did sprain as I ran from a sprite who sprung from a spruce tree, and then I did sprawl on the ground, which was spread with sprigs in the spring. And Patrick has spring, sprang, sprung, sprint, spread, and sprain. In spring, it's in spring, to get the plant food spread around the yard before the yard has all the weeds out is a strain when the weeds have sprung and sprang all over the yard. I think I got that right. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. With our Hysteriddle, are you ready? Before offering you this week's Hysteriddle, a quick service announcement.
Well, I know you can do it because you got the knack.
Spring forward.
Clocks sprang forward. Officially tomorrow night, and we want to be sure that you adjust your clocks tonight before you go to bed. Here is today's history riddle. Today's history riddle answer is actually three relatively well-known stars who appeared on CBS on March 8th, 1959, ultimately marking the date on which they were seen together on television for the very last time. The program was called The Incredible Jewel Robbery and was seen from coast to coast. One of the trio's names was not mentioned because he was also an NBC game show host. Here it is again. Today's history riddle is actually three relatively well-known stars who appeared on CBS on March 8th, 1959, ultimately marking the date on which they were seen together on television for the very last time. The program was called The Incredible Jewel Robbery and was seen from coast to coast. One of the trio's names was not mentioned because he was also an NBC game show host. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. You can also use Interact Live by going to slbradio.org/radio and share your answer with us that way. It's International Women's Day today, and we have a song for International Women's Day coming up in a moment. Ricky just told me that there is somebody to say hello to. John in Carrick. Josh in Carrick wanted us to wish you an early happy birthday because he knows you're up, or at least he's hoping you're awake early right now. So happy birthday to you, John, from Josh in Carrick.
One woman weaves a message, singing the sounds of silence. Another wheels her chair to the center of the stage, changing minds and attitudes with eyes that hear and hands that speak. These women living, working independently. And I look to you, I look to you for courage in my life. And I promise it's not just foolish idolatry that makes me gaze at you in wonder. So big and beautiful, she sets my heart on fire like a raging river in the moonlight of the dawn. One's the mother of my youth, one's the daughter of my age. These women now and always, survival is their name. Healers of my pain, goddess, keep me safe. Just foolish idolatry that makes me gaze at you in wonder and love. Oh, there's something about the women.
Sing it.
Something about the women. Something about the women in my life. Oh, there's something about
Something about the women. Something about the women in my life.
Everybody can sing this one.
There's something about the women, yeah. All those wonderful women. Something about the women in my life.
Venture near a raging fire, taking the burns of another fire in stride. Oh, to know how closely she can venture before the wrong words can escape, before the truth can hide. Talking off the top of your head again, to see how far you get again, when the last thing that you want tonight is to lie alone in your bed again. Oh, to be a woman of resilience, who can take the punches and the swings and still have arms for warmer things, able to put a quick retort aside. Joyful in her triumph and patient when denied. Justify the rules of the race again. You think you got an open shot case again, but the first thing that you're gonna find is your dreams blowing up in your face again. She faces each one separately, holding a grudge is the last thing on her mind. Oh, to feel as free as she a burden, who has sorted out what's worthy kept and can leave the rest behind. Doing good's whatever you say it is, you gotta show and tell them the way it is. But what good is that if you're feeling are gonna change, they change along with what day it is. Oh, to be a woman of a kind.
Ann Hills at the Saturday Light Brigade, the second of two songs, especially for today and International Women's Day. Also, you heard the wonderful Ronnie Gilbert with the Weavers and Something About the Women in My Life. International Women's Day began in 1911 as a day for all who care about equality, women's achievement, and to raise awareness about discrimination. You can learn more at internationalwomensday.com. And the beginning was due to expansion and turbulence in the early 1900s, as the industrialized world had a booming population growth. Vocal and active and campaigning for change, particularly in the world of labor. And I'll post a link on our website that explains more about the history of International Women's Day. It's something that goes back many, many years, over 100 years. And we'll also try to play a few more selections that fit into the theme of International Women's Day. Here is this morning's history riddle one more time. The answer is actually three relatively well-known stars who appeared on CBS on March 8th, 1959, ultimately marking the date on which they were seen together on television for the very last time. The program was called The Incredible Jewel Robbery, and was seen from coast to coast. One of the trio's names was not mentioned because he was also an NBC game show host. He appears in the very last scene and steals the show. You can actually watch this program on YouTube, but I'll post the link to it so you can see it. It's very funny. Susie's going to join us on the air in just a moment. First, I'm going to acknowledge some other answers coming in. Ross, thanks for information you just sent on International Women's Day. Jim in Blackridge got the answer to our history riddle, as did Tommy in Virginia. John and Economy Burroughs sent a picture of the three. Tom and McCandless had several trios that he guessed, but the first that came to mind was the correct one. Barbara in Highland Park got it, so did Kathy and Tionesta. Russ got the correct answer. John and Carrick got it. Mark in Slippery Rock, Rich in Freeport, Larry in Elwood City. And here comes Susie. Hello, Susie. Oh, hang on, Susie. There you are. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you knew who it was? Who did you come up with?
The Marx Brothers, Chico, Harpo, and Groucho.
Absolutely.
And Groucho couldn't be named because he was on You Bet Your Life.
Right. He, due to terms of his contract, he was not allowed to have his name featured on the rival network. He was concurrently hosting You Bet Your Life on television. But in the last scene, I hate to spoil it, but he comes in. I won't explain the exact circumstances, but the last scene also features the You Bet Your Life duck dropping down. It was GE Theater, so the TV program was hosted by Ronald Reagan, which is neat to watch. And we linked to it on YouTube because it might be a good excuse to, you know, relax a little bit today. It's called The Great Jewel Heist, or I'm sorry, The Incredible Jewel Robbery. I only got the word jewel right. The Incredible Jewel Robbery. It was on CBS back on today's date in 1959. And CBS in a press release said, if you watch the show, you'll see a familiar face equipped with mustache and leer. Because of his contract terms, his name can't be mentioned, but he's not Jerry Colonna. So that's how they covered themselves, I guess. Eddie, do you have any memories of the Marx Brothers at all, or watching yourselves?
I don't. My parents were not really big like pop culture or TV people, so that's one of the things that I love about your show, is that I learn so much. You know, as a librarian, I do a lot of my questions by research. I do want to, you know, make that known, that I'm not like this, you know, super smart person that knows everything. But I learned so much because, you know, my parents really didn't, you know, like if I asked my parents about the Grouch Brothers, the Groucho Marxers, you know, they just would. It just wasn't their thing,
mm-hmm.
to watch TV or to go to the movies, or you know they were raised by parents from the Depression, and I think that, you know, even though those things were available, they just didn't do those things. You know, my dad tells me about when they got their first TV, and then, you know, like people would come from around the block and to come to their house to watch TV with them, because not everybody had a TV.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to find this YouTube clip.
Yeah, it's the whole program, so you can actually watch it, and it really is cute. It's maybe cute isn't the right word, but it's classically very funny. There's a lot of meta things going on where, you know, they're like sort of making fun of their own roles or incorporating their celebrity and their shtick into it. So I really enjoyed watching it.
That's great.
So a charge to you. Well done.
Thank you.
And we'll see if the next puzzle gives you a chance to earn a charge. Well, it'll give you a chance. We'll see if you earn it just the same. Thanks, Susie. Susie is in Alexandria. And I am checking to make sure I didn't miss. No, I got all of the correct answers. We will have a chance for you to earn another Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Trains are running towards each other. I might not see you laughing, but I'm still here.